This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number, we'll give that to you. Also, the Skype username to allow you to take control of the airwaves. We're doing things a little bit differently here tonight. A lot of times we'll have Rich Paul on Monday nights, and he's going to be joining us later. We're taking some time out from him to bring James Cleveland on here with us, who's one of our Friday night co-hosts, but he's here this week on Monday for a little bit to talk about his experience and mine, because I was there with you today, James, in court, where you were having a jury selection for an incident that occurred a year and a half ago. It was the summer of 2014 when a call came out to the activist community here in Keene. For those that are new to the show, we're in Keene, New Hampshire. It's the southwest corner of the state. And the three hosts on the show here tonight moved here as part of the Free State Project, which is a sort of like a political migration. It's an activist migration of people to converge, people who love the ideas of liberty, to move all to the same place, the same geographic area, and that is New Hampshire. So that's why we're all here. And you were actually out. You're a blogger over at freekeen.com. You've been an activist in a lot of different ways. A lot of our listeners are already familiar with you from your work as Robin Hood of Keene, rescuing thousands of motorists from receiving parking tickets in downtown Keene. And I suspect that's part of the reason why you ended up with handcuffs on at the scene of a suicide, or what at the time was not yet a suicide, but a potential suicide. There was a man who was holding a gun to himself, and the police had responded with a Bearcat and, you know, armored cops and that kind of thing. So I suspect that your arrest was sort of part of the Free Stater arrest game that the police, I think, play around here.
Maybe. So it was the state police that arrested me. I think
that doesn't mean they don't play that game.
It could be. I think if it was the Keene police, I don't think I would have been arrested.
I agree with you. I don't think the Keene police... I've never seen the Keene police be hostile towards... well, I can't say I've never seen it, but it's fairly rare that the Keene police are in any way hostile towards somebody with a video camera.
Yeah, once before they threatened... I was out filming an incident that occurred near the college on Winchester Court years ago, and they threatened me with arrest then.
I remember that one. That was the one that I was thinking of when I was thinking of the exception. But they didn't do anything about it.
And in fact, I mentioned it to, I don't remember which officer, one of the supervisors, and he was like, oh, I'll have a talk with that officer. Like, you can't do that.
Right.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, okay. Like, wow.
I've seen the state troopers tend to be more aggressive here, just in general, towards people. But all that aside, you were at this scene because you're interested in sort of reporting on it as one of the bloggers of freekeen.com, which is a news agency. By all evidence of any news agency out there, we're listed on Google News. The Supreme Court of New Hampshire has issued an official press pass, basically, to Freekeen bloggers. So there's plenty of evidence that, you know, Freekeen is a at least somewhat respected news agency. And so you were there recording video of this pretty unusual scene. I mean, it's not very, very common in a place like Keene, New Hampshire, where there's like maybe one gunshot death per year. One gunshot death per decade. Maybe a couple more than that, but there was one killing that was a stabbing in the last decade, and there were two gunshot deaths, I believe, by police.
There was one unknown as well.
There was that guy that got shot in his wheelchair, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, Keene doesn't have a whole lot of crime, which is why when this went down, you being there, you were one of the few media people that were present there. Another free Keene blogger was on the other side of the building, but otherwise it was print media.
Yeah, and let's not forget that media works with other media to share information. So one reporter being on scene is valuable for all the media organizations in a given area.
That's true.
In fact, I was a little disappointed. WMUR showed up, and they set up the camera, and they filmed for, like, a couple minutes, and then they broke the camera down. I'm like, okay, you know. Like, to me, it's like, I was kind of disappointed, and I'm like, really, guys? Like, you know, like, you guys got to be somewhere. Like, this is, you know, what you're out here to do. This is what I'm out here to do, is to document what's going on.
Well, you're trying to get the real story. They're just trying to report on what's happening.
Yeah, they're like, well, let's go and get some B-roll, and then we'll take the police narrative, you know.
Right.
You know, that's not my objective at all. I won't, you know, what actually happened. I don't want to just take their word for it.
You kind of went off on your own, which is usually when trouble begins for activists, is if they're on their own.
Yes, that was a definite mistake.
And, you know, sometimes you got to learn these things the hard way. But sometimes you're alone. And, you know, if you're an activist, you still want to do your thing. And so I still don't blame anybody for this. I mean, I've done plenty of jury outreach by myself.
Well, initially there was a number of activists out there, and I had radio contact with them, but eventually Garrett's radio died.
Mm.
And actually during...
Always charge your radios.
During the moment, the officer who ends up arresting me walks up. Garrett's, like, calling me on the cell phone, so I'm trying to answer it, and mm-hmm. you can hear that on the video. And, you know, I'm like, I'm not trying to ignore the police officer. I'm, you know, answering the phone.
Right.
But
so you, what happened? You were you went around like the backside of this building where the guy was who was holding himself hostage.
Yeah. So initially I got off work and, you know, we received a tip from a local that something was going on in the vicinity of like the McDonald's here in Keene. Weren't really sure what was going on, but there was a SWAT team and
the Bearcat
So, of course, you
which
know,
is this armored personnel tank thing that they have.
Yeah. So, of course, like, you know, I grab all my gear. You know, I drive over there. When I get there, there's already a couple people filming on site. And, you know, we're not really clear on what's going on. But, you know, I said, well, you know, you guys got a couple cameras on this side, so I'm going to go around to the back.
Right, because it's generally a bad idea to bunch your cameras up. I mean, if you are an activist group, that one of the first mistakes you'll see new cop blockers make. And it's an understandable one because there's safety in numbers. So if you're new to the idea of recording the police, then, look, it makes sense to stand together with other people and record the police. I get that. But once you've had a little more time on the streets and, you know, you're more comfortable doing these kinds of things, then go and, you know, get a different angle on the scene. Even if it's still within eye shot of the other people, you know, go 50 or 100 feet over in a different direction and shoot from there. You might actually see something happen that the other people won't because you have a different vantage point on it.
Yeah, and there were multiple people out there. In hindsight, what I should have done is said, well, I'm going around the back and I'm going to take one of you guys with me, and then I'll have the radio as well so we can still communicate. Our two little groups can, you know, stay in contact with each other.
I wish I'd have been out there. I think I was at work that particular evening.
Yeah, I was
doing this radio show.
I think it was around 9 p.m. when I arrived.
It was going on earlier than that, I think. I think we'd been given a heads up. So you were out there. You went around to the back side of the building, the idea being, well, what's going on back there?
Yeah.
Right? Let's check that out.
And, yeah, I made sure that, you know, so when I arrived on the scene.
It's like an apartment building, right?
Yes. Yeah. I made sure, like, I didn't cross any police lines. I made sure to keep my distance. I walked around to the back. I went way out of my way. Like, I walked all the way around this auto store, you know, like, mm-hmm. diverted to go around the police line. I was out there for over an hour, and I was kind of moving around from place to place. I'd set up. I'd shoot some shots. I was trying to document the various things. Like, okay, there's a police officer behind this tree, and there's, like, a command post over here, and, you know, they're bringing out the... You know, Cheshire County has, like, this mobile command center.
Big so, RV truck thing.
Yeah,
right?
So that thing pulls up, so I shot footage of that setting up. You know, so I just kind
of and all of that could be useful for a larger video that might actually combine footage from Garrett, who was out front, and then you were behind out back. So it may not be one, you know, you might not have completed a full narrative on your recording, but combined together with
you'd
other
video.
Angles, you'd have a great video.
And actually, Garrett pretty much did the same thing. So when Garrett arrived on the scene, you know, one of the things Garrett and I both do is we'll record basically while we're out there. So Garrett's walking around trying to determine what's going on as well. And I was able to actually go and basically look at a map, and I could see, like, okay, there are police officers here, and there's yellow tape here, and I could actually, like, mark that on a map. So I was able to, like, reconstruct the scene just from the video evidence.
Yep.
Because everything
it was that complete.
Yeah, everything was so well documented. And I even, like, I would, like, mark a line, and I'd be like, okay, I got this from... this particular video clip at this time, so I could show, like, okay, there's a, you know, the the line was attached on this tree to this tree.
And you will be showing some of this because you're going to court. You're facing 2 years in prison because you were trying to be the free press. And we're going to continue the discussion. You can stick with us for a little bit here. James Cleveland is here. He's also known as Robin Hood of Keene. You may have heard of him in that aspect. But this is his other aspect of being the media and getting arrested for it. It was your first arrest, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it was.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Going back to the My Vegas thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clear. Clearing up, and then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks, and one morning there was nothing there, and I'm like, oh my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733. Maybe you have a question for James Cleveland. He is a Free State Project early mover and has been arrested now a couple of times, actually, right?
Twice.
Yeah. So the first time was at this scene of a suicidal man who ultimately did end up taking his life, but that was actually after they arrested you, I believe. I think they'd taken you off the scene before he killed himself.
That's correct. And every time I've been threatened with arrest, it's always been like because I've been filming. Like, you know, during the Robin Hooding, during cop blocking, you know, pretty much every time trying to film in court, mm-hmm. you know, there's like a little bout where it was like a couple weeks where, you know, I was trying to like, oh, let's see if I can record in the courthouse. And like, they do not like that.
Yeah, you came real close. I remember when it was like right after you moved here.
It was like inches.
Yeah.
Like it was just incredible that I didn't get arrested right there.
James moved here and he was just all hot and bothered to get arrested in a courthouse. He was real close. You know, so
They were swooping in like, and I was like, oh, I'm leaving. But I made my stand right at the door. So when the bailiff was like, okay, you're under arrest, I just left, you know, like.
In this case, the police were at the scene.
He didn't even say you're under arrest, but.
You were there. You were recording video. You went around the backside of the building to get some different footage. And at some point, one of the state troopers, who was not in body armor or anything like that, right? Like, he was just in trooper garb.
Yes,
regular trooper uniform. He comes up to you and demands that you move back.
Yeah, so, you know, I go around to the backside of this building, and there's an initial request by a trooper, Eaton, I believe, to move back, which I complied with. I moved back a little bit, and then another one comes up, and he's like, no, you need to keep going. So I moved back even further, and I was like, well...
Oh, you moved back twice. Okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
And I was like, well, at this point, I feel like I've gone back far enough. I'm over 100 feet away, you know, and as far as I could tell, like, they had, like, a police tape. Like, if you had drawn an imaginary line through the building, you know, I was well over 100 feet from this line at this mm-hmm. point. I'm like, well, you know, I agree I won't move any further. I'll stay here and film. And he kind of agreed to that. So, you know, that was my intention. And then the third guy came, another trooper, and he was, I don't know, he was still not happy with it. But at this point, I'm thinking, well, you know, I've already moved back twice. And as far as I'm concerned, what you're telling me is unlawful. You know, like, you're basically telling me to move around a corner where, you know, I no longer can record what you guys are doing.
Right.
So I was like, well, you know, I don't think what you're telling me is correct. And I was trying to say, like, you know, like, I appreciate you telling me I might be in jeopardy. Like, I consent to
that. This is for your safety, son. You're going to need to move back some more for the third time.
And it's laughable. Like, okay, if there's a real dangerous situation... You know, they're all, like, walking towards me calmly. You know, it was just like, I didn't feel like...
Right, it was like, get down.
Yeah.
It wasn't any of this.
Active shooter!
Okay, so let me ask you this. This guy that you're on the scene here, he's threatening to commit suicide. Eventually, he does. What was his complaint? Why was he suicidal?
So, apparently, he had, you know, as far as I can tell, he was not exactly the best gentleman, but... He might have just been someone called up in the system. In the police reports, it said that he felt screwed over, quote-unquote, by Manchester and Concord police. So, you know...
Wasn't he a snitch?
Yeah, at some point...
He was like an informant?
I guess he got caught doing something, and he basically became an informant, and then he... So he was telling the police the reason he doesn't want to go to prison is because he's worried that the... that his life will be in jeopardy, you know, if they put him in prison.
So this guy is, this individual is upset at the police. He's got a dispute with the police.
Mm-hmm.
The police are then wanting them, you know, he's fearing for his safety. The police want him to turn himself over to them, and he's concerned for his own safety. And then they tell you to basically go to the point that you can't see or hear. You know, a third-party observer, the press, can't see or hear so that you can sort of report on what they're doing. It sounds to me like this is an issue of police department, whether they intended to or not, but this is what it sounds like, is that they're essentially not wanting accountability for their actions. They've screwed up. The police have screwed up. Police are trying to cover for police. And they want this guy to turn themselves over. And he says, I don't trust you. And mm-hmm. then the one person who can hold them accountable, they arrest. Is that what happened?
You could argue that.
Can you argue against it?
You could say, well, from the place I got arrested, I couldn't see the suspect. I could see some officers.
Well, yeah, they didn't arrest Garrett, who was on the other side of the building. He actually got the footage of the suicide.
Okay.
Yeah, and actually, it's interesting because I was filming these group of officers. I was not filming, like, the ones interacting with the suspect. So I'm filming guys that I believe are, like, part of their outermost perimeter.
The perimeter, yeah.
Yeah, so to me it was like, well, you know, I'm already, at the point I got arrested, I was 150 feet away, over 150 feet away.
Good Lord. You'd move back twice.
Yeah, and it's funny because, like, the officers, so I went out there and I measured it and I used Google Earth and I, you know, surveyed it and all that. You know, the officers are like, well, he was 30 feet away from us. You know, it's just, like, laughable.
They were misinterpreting the distance.
They're a bunch of big, fat liars. Yeah. And they know that the average person, the lawyers aren't going to take the time to do this stuff. The average person isn't going to take the time to go to Google Earth. They're going to get skinned in this. And likely they're not going to get held accountable because too many lawyers are scared. Is that basically what's going to happen here?
Well, gosh, I sure hope they get skinned. I'm not that optimistic generally, but I do think that James has a better chance than either I or Rich Paul, who've both been in front of the... We're the other two activists who've had jury trials here in Keene, New Hampshire. I don't think there's been...
Jim Johnson had one.
Was that a jury trial?
Yep, because they had the monk on the jury. Do you remember the monk? And the brown
yeah,
clothes.
They found him guilty, too.
They sure did.
So
he didn't say the word freedom of speech in his trial, though.
Yeah,
and he sure
that's right. Thanks for the reminder on that. Okay, so this is actually the fourth jury trial that we've had in Keene, New Hampshire, the liberty activists who've moved here for the Free State Project. And I think yours is the best of all of them because it's a clear freedom of speech, freedom of the press case. In the case of, like, Rich Paul, he was selling cannabis, but he also sold some purported LSD, and, you know, it's a little harder to argue for legalizing LSD in front of a jury or to, you know, use jury nullification on that particular issue. I stood in front of a police cruiser when they were trying to take somebody away on some open container charge. So that was an act of, like, physical defiance of the
state. You intended to go to jail.
In that way, yeah. I mean, I didn't want to go to jail, but I knew that was likely going to be the outcome. In your case, you actually moved back when you were asked to move back a couple times. And so you've got that going for you to where you weren't, like, entirely obstinate, but yet at some point you dug your heels in and you said, I'm making a stand for my rights here. I'm not going to be pushed around any further. You were peaceful, although they did claim you were resisting arrest, and that's the other aspect.
Yeah, which is complete nonsense. Yeah. You know, so one officer testified that it was, like, a very easy arrest, and I didn't resist at all. Mm. And the other one's like, oh, well, like, you might have moved your arm back a little bit, and, like, you know.
You didn't move your arm back fast enough.
Yeah, I love it, too. So both of them claim, like, that my camera and tripod went flying, but neither one of them, like, admit to throwing it. Mm. So one of them did it. I don't know which one. I think it was Gaser. But...
Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. James has already been to trial once on this, was found guilty in front of a judge, but this time he's going to a jury. Can you stick with us?
Yes.
James Cleveland is here. If you've got a question for him, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, as his trial kicks off tomorrow at 9 a.m. here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's Free Talk Live.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers with RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver-generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, vitamins and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The toll free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tomorrow, we're going on a field trip. At least James and I are. I don't think you're going to be able to make it, Mark. But we'll tell you more about the field trip that we're going on. It has to do with the trial that you're going to be attending tomorrow, James. You're facing 2 years in prison for exercising your right to record the police, or at least what you thought was your right to record the police. And should be your right. I mean, there have been all these court decisions, like the Glick decision out of Boston or the Garrick decision as well, both of which were cited in court today. We'll get into more of the case and the details. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Also, we've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And you get to meet people like James when you're at the Liberty Forum. So you've heard us talk about a lot of the great activists that are here in New Hampshire. Hundreds of them, hundreds of activists who've made the move for the Free State Project will be at the Manchester, New Hampshire Radisson Hotel, February 18th through the 21st, for the Liberty Forum. Now, it's the ninth time this event has happened. It's a great event. We're there with the pleasure of broadcasting live every single year. So we're going to be there February 18th, that's a Thursday, through the 21st, so all weekend long, right in the heart of wintertime here in New Hampshire. Though, so far, even though it's not winter yet, it's been pretty mild. It's been, like, kind of warm. So far,
well, it's not winter on the calendar, but I think it's winter in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire, there's been snow on the ground at this time in the past, that's for sure. Edward Snowden, speaking of snow, is going to be at the Liberty Forum. He'll be the keynote speaker, one of them. I don't think they've announced the others yet, but Edward Snowden, it's going to be hard for them to top Ed Snowden. I mean, that's the Edward Snowden of NSA revealing fame, who will not be able to appear in person because he'll be kidnapped by the federal government and thrown into a cage if he comes here. So he'll be on via video link. But
there's no chance that Snowden will be snowed in.
He will be in Moscow, so he may actually be snowed in.
That's true.
Moscow.
Well, it would make a difference. He'll show up.
Yeah, he'll be there. And you'll get to ask him questions if you're there. NHLibertyForum.com, February 18th through the 21st. Got any plans to go, James?
Yes, I will be attending.
Fantastic. They ought to let you speak. If they haven't invited you yet, they're dropping the ball. So, we're continuing here. We're going to get back into what's happening with James. Actually, he's going to be sticking with us for longer than I expected. Turns out Rich Paul is feeling kind of under the weather here tonight. So, let's go to Porn Addict calling on Skype. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark. Hi. And James. Pleasure
Hello.
To be with you guys.
Welcome, sir.
First off, I want to say that I really, really enjoyed listening to your guest, TJ the Spy, a couple days ago.
He gets more compliments than I think any other host of the show, probably combined at this point.
Okay,
had several
yes, great
that I can think of.
Is he a free stater or like, is he on the show a lot?
Yeah, I guess I would classify him as a free stater.
Has he signed the statement of intent for the Free State Project?
That I'm not sure.
He doesn't seem like the sign-in kind of guy, like put his name on the line. Although he's changed his name 5 times in his life.
Yeah.
So
is he a regular? Are you going to start having him every week?
I intend
it's
to. Good. I don't think he's officially made the move yet. Like, he's kind of here on a mostly temporary basis, but he's planning on moving here very
soon. His name's TJ the Spy. I really can't tell you whether he's on the Free State Project signer list. I can't tell you how long he's going to be in one location.
I can tell
we
you,
can only
my,
do the best we can do.
It's my intention to have him on a regular basis. I think he's a great talker. He's well-informed. He's brilliant. And I'm just generally all around impressed with the guy. I think he's also very good on the air. So it's my intention,
yes.
And James, I'm sure you'll do your best to ensure that he spends as much time in New Hampshire as possible.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, that's great, because that guy is absolutely hilarious in his shtick of, like, that, like, techno, like, spy, hacker, like, libertarian gimmick. It's hilarious. I love it.
Cool. All right. What else?
Secondly,
thanks for the patting on the back. I appreciate that. But give me a real
I mean, I'm not trying to pat you on the back. But,
no, I appreciate the feedback, though.
I just want to listen to him again.
Yeah. You will.
So the reason I called is because I was also listening to that episode. You brought Dave from New York on. You're talking about his girlfriend and stuff like that. And I really want to bring an issue to you guys. I think Dave from New York is a false flag, I'll be honest.
You think he's a fake caller?
Yeah, I think he's a false flag. So
define
like,
false flag in the realm of radio, because normally when you talk about false flag, this is something you hear in reference to certain conspiracy theories, for instance. Some of them are true.
So he's basically like a he's being paid. Okay, I don't want to jump to conclusions, but
hey.
It's like he's intentionally trying to sabotage the libertarian movement.
What?
By screwing your show up. But no, listen, hear me out.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I do want to hear you out, but I got to respond to that. The idea that the libertarian movement is going to be sabotaged by some awful caller on Free Talk Live, and actually, I think Dave's a pretty entertaining caller because he always has something ridiculous to talk about, and we can ask him all kinds of questions about it. He just repeats himself a lot.
He never looks good.
But, we've had people call the show that some people don't like. They're not, everybody who calls the show isn't a libertarian, so, you know, just because somebody who calls is obnoxious or rude or whatever, I don't think has any effect whatsoever on the libertarian movement, nor would even if Free Talk Live sort of jumped the shark, if you will, in some way, have any effect on the libertarian movement. I mean, yes, we've brought people to the ideas of freedom here on this show, but, you know, if all of a sudden we got hit by a plane crash tomorrow during the live program, I think the libertarian movement would be just fine.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you're voicing this because I want everyone to know.
You should go check out his YouTube channel. I think it's a Hudson
Valley Guy 1, the number 1.
I think he calls other shows. I mean, it seems like he finds something that gathers his interest, and then he just becomes obsessed with it.
He calls music radio thousands
of videos. It's incredible. Like,
yeah, well, have you been?
Here's the reason I know. Here's the reason I know that he's a false flag trying to sabotage your show. Is because he calls in the Chris Cantwell's show now,
yeah,
as of recently, and he's totally normal on that show.
No, he's not.
And
I've been on Chris Cantwell's show when.
No,
he's not. Yeah. I've been on his show
Dave
when.
From New York. Is
I was
totally
there in the studio
when he calls Chris.
No, he's not. He's not actually.
And then he calls. And then he calls your show.
He just sounds sane next to Chris Cantwell.
Hold on. Ian, just because you've heard him call in one time on Cantwell's show doesn't mean that he couldn't.
No, what happens is Cantwell is way more abusive towards Dave, and I suspect that that's how. You know, I suspect he's responding to that in some way. Like, he has to cower in front of Chris more. Or Chris will just cut him off. I mean, I was in the studio when Dave called Chris's show, and, you know, I drove Dave over the edge by taking my shirt off.
Why would that drive him over the edge?
Well, he's complained before about Topless Tuesdays here on Free Talk Live. It was something we did during the summertime with our hosts in this studio. He complained about that, and he didn't want to look at us, you know, half-naked guys or whatever. It made him uncomfortable. So when he called up to the show, I made sure to strip my shirt off because he was, you know, mentioning something about watching on the cam. And so I took my shirt off just because I knew it would make him uncomfortable. And sure enough, you know, he was uncomfortable by that. And then I think I took some other article of clothing off after
God
that.
Knows.
As well.
I'm trying to help you guys out, okay? He's a totally different person when he calls into Chris Cantwell.
But that doesn't mean he's fake.
They have normal conversations, and then he calls in here, and he's a total crazy person.
Have you seen his YouTube
Dave
videos?
From New York is a false flag.
All right. Well, that's it. Thank you for the call, porn addict. I appreciate it. I mean, if you've seen this guy's YouTube videos, you mentioned the channel, Hudson Valley Guy Number 1. If he is a character, he is dedicated to it.
Yeah, like, he's one of the most dedicated YouTubers I've ever seen.
Like, he's, right, and
he
for no reason.
You know, just chugs out videos.
But for no reward. I mean, he has no views on his videos.
Like
so,
two or three per video.
Yeah, I mean, some of the better ones will be 20 or 50 or something like that. I mean, he doesn't have many that's over 100 views.
Because he's not interesting.
Yeah, part of his problem is the videos are long, and he just repeats himself over and over and over again.
Does.
Just like the, you know, the
just
phone
like
calls.
Just like his calls. So, I mean, first of all, Dave New York existed in his character long before he started calling Free Talk Live. So that's one thing.
Well, I don't know that that means anything, but okay.
Well, the suggestion was that he's a false flag on Free Talk Live or whatever. He's had this. He didn't create the character because of Free Talk Live. He's certainly not being paid to call Free Talk Live. I mean, there's no way someone's paying Dave in New York to make 1,000, or 1,500 videos or how many damn videos. Apparently, he has more than one YouTube channel, which I don't know what they all are. It's Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. More about James Cleveland facing 2 years in prison coming up.
Remember when people used to wash stuff by hand, like clothes and dishes? Or how about this one? Remember when you had to wash your CPAP system by hand? Wait, you still wash your CPAP by hand? Boy, we got to catch you up. Listen, SoClean.com has created the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's faster, more sanitary, and a heck of a lot easier than whatever you're doing. And for a limited time, you can try it at home risk-free for 30 days. You better get on this. Just call 1-800-951-9458. SoClean is completely automated and hands-free. It destroys 99.9% of all CPAP germs. Clean your CPAP system in minutes with no water or hassle. Talk about life-changing. Now, remember when you called for your in-home trial from SoClean.com? Wait, you still haven't called? Here's the number again. It's a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 1-800-951-9458. 1-800-951-9458.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype on in at username lrn.fm. It, of course, is still the time of year to purchase gifts for folks. And what better gift than a paradigm-shattering, iconoclastic book like Immigration: Individual versus National Borders. David Hathaway, it's his new book, and he just decimates the arguments of people like Hoppe and Rothbard. These are famous Austrian economists who have taken a position against open borders, which surprisingly a lot of libertarians have signed on board with. He destroys those arguments against open borders, so he's in favor of open borders. But he also supports the position that an individual property owner has the absolute right to exclude or invite anyone onto their property. You can get your copy of Immigration, Individual versus National Borders, through Amazon via print or Kindle form, your choice, or get it for your friends or your loved ones. Immigration, Individual versus National Borders. And if you want to shop through Amazon, then start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So back to the story that we started the show out with, which is you, James. James, you are you're here regularly on Friday nights, but you're sitting in tonight for Rich Paul, and it's an appropriate time because you're about ready to go and face 2 years in prison tomorrow for recording the police. Now, the police won't say it's for recording the police. The police will say this is for disorderly conduct. There's not a charge for recording the police, although no. There is wiretapping. But in this case, you were in public. You were holding the camera openly. It wasn't like you were secretly recording them, although there was a court decision recently in New Hampshire that did say that it is legal to secretly record the police in public.
And thank God, you know, it's very difficult to, like, actually go to court. I mean, like, my case, it was so tempting.
Well, you've already been once, and you lost at the district court level.
Yes. I mean, it's a lot of work. It's very stressful. It's like having cancer. You know, you're either going to die or you're not, and you don't know what the sentence is going to be. I've spent I guess over $7,000 on it, a year and a half of my life, you know, hundreds of hours, you know, just unpaid work doing this.
Yeah, you went and you did a lot of research at the actual location where this thing happened after the fact. You went out, you physically measured the property, and you really put a lot of preparation into this.
Yeah, and thank God for the people like Glick and Carla who, you know, have the gumption to, like, stick with it.
Carla Garrick is the president of the Free State Project, by the way. You're referring to a court case where she was victorious, ultimately winning a civil case against the Weir Police Department in New Hampshire, where they arrested her for recording a police stop. She, the charges were dropped ultimately. She sued, won that civil case, and was awarded around $57,000.
And she's pretty much set the standard now. So judge, you know, the state is basically, they tried to argue that I should not be allowed to bring up the First Amendment, which is completely ridiculous, but
it totally drives at your motivations, right? Like, you were there specifically to be a reporter. You were there to record a news scene. The idea that you shouldn't be able to bring up your reasons for being in the place that ultimately you were arrested in is absolutely ridiculous, but that's what the state is doing. They're trying to argue that it happened in court today. The argument happened. I don't know if the judge ruled on it. I don't think he actually issued a ruling today.
So he issued a supplemental instruction that the state wants to review, but basically it, quote unquote, this was his words, borrowed heavily from the Carla decision.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, thank you so much for, I'm glad that there, you know, or people like that setting that standard, you know,
laying the groundwork on which other activists can stand up for their rights. One activist standing up for their rights can have a ripple effect that you don't necessarily see in advance. You can look back and see the effect that it's had.
Yeah, and actually there is a case, I believe it was in the 70s. It was Nickerson, I think. It was it was out in the seacoast. There's a nuclear power plant. I don't know if it's still out there, but there was a group of protesters that were, like, standing on the grass, and the police arrested them for disorderly conduct, and they're found guilty, and they appealed it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court basically said, well, this statute is so vague, you know, it gives too much power to the police. Like, this statute needs to be rewritten. And it's still very vague. Like, it doesn't say, like, are there limits on the powers that the police have? Like the judge today asked, you know, what if the police say you need to be 10 miles back? Is that reasonable?
Is it a lawful order was the question.
Yes, that's true. Right. Yep.
And that is a good question. And I forget what the prosecutor's response was to it.
Oh, it was like bumbling as far as I can tell.
But I did get it on video. So all of this video is going to be coming out, from today and tomorrow and what might be Wednesday, maybe a 2-day long trial. Today was just the jury selection and there was a hearing on some of these motions. So one of the motions was this prosecutor saying that you shouldn't be allowed to bring up the First Amendment, the freedom of speech, the freedom of the press, that you shouldn't be allowed to even use that as a defense in this case.
That's not the first time we've been told that. The Constitution will not be in this court.
No, it's not the first time, but it's still outrageous when it happens.
And I don't think Americans have any clue that this happens on a relatively regular basis. You're not allowed to make constitutional arguments in a court. This is the organization that's supposed to figure out the constitutionality of laws, and you can't make a constitutional argument.
Well, it was really fascinating because the state's position was, well, the jury might not understand the First Amendment. You know,
they may not.
like a fascinating insight into.
But the state is the organization that had most of those jurors for 13 years. If they don't understand the First Amendment, it's the state's fault. And the state won't take responsibility. That's the Department of Education. We're the executive over here, and they don't know what they're talking about. Well, if they don't know what they're talking about, I'm sorry, you had them for 13 years. You people have them cradled to grave. It's your country. If people don't understand your constitution and your country, please drop these charges.
Well, should they drop the charges, or should James become victorious over those charges? Because then he might actually be set up for a civil suit. Although maybe you could get a civil suit if they drop the charges.
Could they drop them at this point?
They sure could.
I feel like it would be a PR disaster for him, so there's no way that they're going to do that. You know, they've dug their heels in, and at this point, it's like, you know, I'm invested in it as well. So like this morning, my attorney's like, well, like, what would you consider for a plea deal? And I'm like, basically like, well, if they drop it, you know, that's a good plea deal. I mean,
how about if they drop it and give me $50,000? That sounds about in line with the Garrick decision.
I would not show my hand that way. I wouldn't say that at all, because that sounds like the first thing they want to do is drop it. They're used to Free Staters not taking things to trial afterwards, not suing. So I wouldn't show my hand at all.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So there was the motion to prohibit the First Amendment from being talked about during the trial. That motion's still sort of out there, but it doesn't look like it's going to be successful. Just judging on how the judge in the case, who's the same judge, by the way, that issued the positive rulings in the Robin Hood of Keene cases. Now, just because he was good on those rulings doesn't mean he's going to be good in this case, but he's a better judge than the judge that presided over my case and of Jim Johnson, who are the two of the other four jury trials that have happened here. In the previous judge, you don't think we're ever in the courtroom with this other judge.
But Arnold, no.
Yeah, the previous judge, he actually prevented Rich Paul from coming into my trial with a Ron Paul t-shirt on. That's how ridiculous of a control freak this previous judge was. Now, I've never heard this new judge say anything like that. You've had a bad experience with the new judge, Mark, with your son once.
Yes, my son was kind of wiggling in the seats, and I was taking him out, and then the judge stops everything for me taking out. I think he was maybe 3 or 4. I don't know how old he was exactly at the time, but he was quite young, and he was wiggling too much. It was time to go.
Yep.
And so on the way out, the judge is like, you know, and get out, you know, that kind of thing.
Like, you didn't leave fast enough for his liking, and he started to threaten you more.
Well, he said something to the effect of, you know, you guys are making too much noise. You're going to, you know, whatever, settle down. I'm like, we're leaving. And he's like, you know, well, get out. And I'm like, well, you know, we're going right now.
Yeah.
What are you trying to do? Scar the kid? One more thing out of you and I'm going to throw you in jail.
He said that.
I can't remember what it was.
It was video somewhere.
It was definitely pretty hostile, because I remember that.
I remember saying, you're going to scar the kid.
Yeah.
And he did not want to hear that.
So, I mean, that was his kind of one of his bad moments, but overall, he's been a better judge, I think more fair, and he seems to at least understand the Constitution to some extent. That's my impression from having been in front of him, watching him in the Rich Paul trial, where he could have sentenced Rich to 80-something years in prison or 100 years in prison, and he sentenced him to 1 in jail. So, you know, that could have been a lot worse, too. This is going to be an interesting trial. And the other motion the state made today, besides to prohibit the First Amendment from being discussed, was this idea that, oh, well, your freedom of the press doesn't apply because this was private property. You can't record the police because this was private property. It's an apartment building. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And we'll tell you more about that. You can take control of the airwaves here. It's Free Talk Live. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help
correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.